Welcome back to another episode of Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Anna Caroline Caruso, an editorial associate here at NACM. Now let's dive into this week's top stories. First, we're taking a look at the pros and cons about working from home as a business-to-business credit professional. According to a recent e-news poll, roughly 44% of credit professionals are still working remotely, either part-time or full-time. And of those still working from home, 33% say they struggle maintaining connections with colleagues.
For me, more of the challenge has been on the personal level, the day-to-day interactions that you have with your colleagues. You forget exactly how much time you spend just chatting with people and how quickly those little random 2-3 minute conversations can really make the day flow better.
That's Amanda Buskill, an account manager at GexPro. She says while remote work has a ton of benefits, it's important to recognize the challenges as well, especially for a profession so dependent on the customer-creditor relationship.
You don't overhear your colleagues on a regular basis anymore, so you're not as in tune to the customers and branches that they deal with because you're not overhearing the conversations. So, you know, like when they're out and you have to cover for them, you're not as familiar with their package as you would be having sat next to this person and overheard conversations with the customers and with the branches.
But remote work is likely here to stay, challenges and all. So how do you overcome the obstacles? Chris Littlefield is an author and speaker about employee appreciation and workplace culture. He says nurturing relationships in the virtual world requires a bit more effort and some creativity. Here's some ways he says you can do just that.
So I think one of the fundamental things that people forget is that it is still about human relationships, regardless of whether we're in the office, whether we're working remote, or we're in the office in some sort of hybrid model. The one thing that hasn't changed is that in order to engage people, you have to engage with them. It's still a human being on the other side. The big thing that has changed is we don't get those normal physical cues that we may have gotten when we've been in the office. But when we're connecting in this virtual world, right, we have to actually make time to connect with people, to be able to build that in. And so a couple rules that we shared in the workshop and I shared in my book is that you always want to make time for connection before content and always make time for gratitude before goodbye, right? And one rule that I try to live by, whether this is virtual meetings or in-person meetings, is the 1-6 rule, is that for every hour of meeting time, 10 minutes of it should be used for relationship building. If it's a 2-hour meeting, 20 minutes. If it's a 3-hour meeting, no one should have a 3-hour virtual or even in-person meeting. That is inhumane, right? And then for every 6 meetings we have, one of those should be used just for talking about how we're working together and building relationships, right? And then what we want to do is just incorporate ways to connect with people. This doesn't mean we need some big game or big activity. It may just be starting with a welcome question. One of my favorite ones to use is just in the beginning of every call, ask people, what were you doing 5 minutes before you joined this meeting today? And the reason why we ask that is we trigger empathy and remember that people are coming from something and going to something. And it reminds us to think about that and then incorporate one other question. So we learn something about what people are dealing with, what they're dealing with in their life, what's making them excited. So we're taking time to connect on a human level before we jump into that business. So always connection before content, gratitude before goodbye, the 1-6 rule, using questions for connection, and just taking time to remember that on the other end of the line is a human being trying to do their best in extremely challenging situations.
Check out the most recent e-news if you're interested in learning more about the benefits and challenges of working from home as a credit professional. Also happening this week, credit professionals need to be highly skilled at time management in order to manage all that comes across their desk. But this new work environment has skewed our perception of time, making it more challenging to juggle multiple projects. Tracy Brower is an award-winning speaker and sociologist. She says reevaluating priorities is a good way to start spending more time on the things that matter.
This week, we had such a great opportunity to talk about new insights on time management. So interesting. Right now, our sense of time has changed because things have been so inside out and upside down. We've literally had a sense of temporal disintegration where many of us can't even remember what day it is. But also, people are struggling with more time poverty and time scarcity. And what we want to really talk about is how do we perceive time and how do we create more time abundance? So we talked this week, and there's the recording available, about insights on time, how we think about time, how we perceive it. One of the things that is really interesting there is when we are having novel experiences, or when our experiences are kind of infused with extra emotion, like maybe it's a special thing that we're doing on vacation, or a big problem we're solving at work, or, you know, a really important moment in our lives, time tends to slow down. And when we're doing things that are more routine, time can speed up a little bit. But we also talked in the recording about, you know, how do we have more focus and make really good decisions about where we say yes and where we say no, so we're spending our time on the right things. And then we talked about how do we get more done, you know, like how can you link tasks? How can you really think about the way that you're organizing your day? And then we talked about how do you get more time, period? Like how do you perceive more time? And I think that one is especially interesting because while we can think about time as being pretty linear and operating in a pretty systematic, predictable way, we can actually increase the perception that we have more time. For example, by doing more in the right kinds of areas of our lives, or by looking for opportunities to experience awe.
Brower's full webinar, New Insight on Time Management for the Future of Work, is available on demand at nacm.org. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. In the meantime, you also can attend next week's webinar on Wednesday, Identity Crisis, Risks and Best Practices for Doing Business with Affiliated and Newly Acquired Entities.